The reason New Orleans has gotten so much attention is because it's ground zero for what I consider to be an extraordinary experiment, new ways of thinking about what a public education is, and certainly with a backdrop of a system that has had an enormous struggle, not just recovering from Katrina, but prior to that, dealing with such high concentrations of poverty, school systems that weren't working for these kids. Sure, we needed to change. Nobody wants to go back. But are we on the right trajectory? Are we doing the right thing by kids when there is so little evidence that everything here is working perfectly well, and it's not?
Now, is this interest in New Orleans something of a voyeuristic interest in what's going to happen there, or are we a testing ground for trends nationally?
I think that the reason there is so much interest is because we're talking about a city with a huge concentration of poverty. This is a nationwide problem. People in Detroit, people in Los Angeles, certainly big urban centers, they're trying to figure out ways to get that population of children up to the point where their reading skills, their math skills can help them work their way out of poverty. I mean, that's really the driving interest, at least on the part of media, I think, on the part of NPR, which has always viewed, certainly in its education coverage, poverty as one of the enormous factors in why kids fail, because kids arrive with so many other problems. And if we ever figure out a way to solve how schools can really compensate for that, then I think we're well on our way to creating school systems that will help these kids reach another level, I mean, of economic prosperity.
You're here as part of a heightened effort to cover education at NPR, an expanded education team. There are more people able to communicate with us at WWNO to hash out story ideas and see what the station can contribute to the national coverage of education. You mentioned you'll be spending more time in New Orleans. What are some of the other topics you'd like to cover during the school year?
Before coming down here and trying to guess what all the stories were, we did put a little bit of research into this. And some of the more interesting issues that I think were worth looking at that I'll be reporting on later is the issue of how Latinos have done in this system, again, post-Katrina, given that the influx of Latino laborers and the fact that so many of them stayed and now their kids are school age and are in their own way struggling to find the right schools. And so there are very good examples, but there are also examples of how the city is struggling to meet these families' needs. There's obviously the more urgent issue of the number of unaccompanied minors, many of them from Honduras, who have arrived in New Orleans because they have relatives here, and they're going to be starting school here very quickly if they haven't already. And I guess that poses yet another question about not just immigration, our immigration policies, what you do with these kids given the urgency of their needs, but how a community like New Orleans absorbs this. And, you know, are they prepared? In many cases, they're not. But New Orleans, again, makes for an interesting backdrop to that question. And finally, you know, there's the bigger question of how school reform in this city is playing out in terms of racial, ethnic, socioeconomics. And there may be a couple of more pieces down the road about this. And I have a colleague, Eric Westervelt, who'll be looking at special education. And our bloggers certainly are going to be focusing on the big picture of, to answer your initial question, why New Orleans is important, why the rest of the country should care, and what are the lessons here? Is this a laboratory for things that are promising, or is this an experiment that conceivably could be dangerous?
Claudio Sanchez is education correspondent for NPR. He's here in New Orleans this week reporting a few stories, including the one you're about to hear on G.W. Carver and its first day of classes. It's just part of more stories you'll be hearing on NPR about New Orleans schools this academic year. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.